Hey everyone, I'm Kendra Lust and this is Julian Marquez and you are on Beauty and the Beast podcast. So I don't know if you guys caught the fights last night, but I did. And I know where I placed my bet. It was at my bookie. You know, ever since I started out, people have been asking me for advice on all types of things, but in, you know, covering sports, it's usually about who's going to win, you know, who are you taking on this game? 49ers, Raiders, blah, blah, blah. You know, I always tell people to visit my bookie. You know, they have deposit matches, free bets, and huge cash prize contests that you can take advantage of all season long. NFL action, check. College, yes. MLB, UFC, they even have presidential bets and things that you can do with that. So my bookie offers action on everything. If you sign up today and you use our promo code Beauty and Beast, B-E-A-U-T-Y and B-E-A-S-T, they will match your deposit dollar for dollar all the way up to $1,000. So if you want to get the most out of your betting, you have to go to my bookie and use that promo code Beauty and Beast, exclusively my bookie, Beauty and Beast. And that's all I got to say about that, guys.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that we're doing right now is a live podcast coming up at the end of the month or in a month's time. What we're doing is anyone that puts any money into it, a new person joining in to my bookie using Beauty and Beast for their promo code, we will have you on as a guest during our live podcast. And you can ask us questions. You have a little short segment of when you can ask Kendra questions, myself. And it would just be fun to kind of see the people that are listening to us and actually get your input on what you think we should do or how we should do things. Or if you just have random questions, just want to talk to us. Again, all you have to do when you sign up with MyBookie, just go to the promo code and put Beauty and Beast in the dotted line, B-E-A-U-T-Y-A-N-D-B-E-A-S-T, and it will bring you onto our live podcast. Let us know by sending a screenshot or sending a photo once you do that, and we will get everything signed up and ready for whenever you're allowed to be on the podcast, I guess. That's the allowed or your opportunity.
Want to be, yeah. Yes, we pick you.
Who were your picks last night? I know we went back and forth. Who are your picks?
So, well, last night, I remember when we were talking about the Ortega and, Korean zombie fight. I said, there's just no way that I can bet against Ortega. And you said, I don't know. And you chose Korean zombie. So obviously my guy dominated last night. I was so impressed with his performance. He has definitely changed his game, his training. He looked, he looked incredible. So I was really impressed with Brian. So congrats.
Absolutely. You know what's crazy? After we spoke with Juan last week, I changed my whole entire bet. I actually went with Korean Zombie, or I actually went with Brian Ortega. I put money on him. And I was feeling some type of way when it came down to it. I was like, and especially how he was like, how Juan was telling me about the passion, and like, it almost was like Juan knew a little secret that we didn't know. And I just started thinking, I'm like, well, you know what? Korean Zombie has to worry about jujitsu. He has to worry about the takedown. He has to worry about going to the ground. So he wasn't able to, you know, master everything else. Where the thing is Brian Ortega can do whatever he wants, because if you take him to the ground, he's the scariest person in that division on the ground. And it showed completely last night, his evolution, Brian Ortega 2.0, the bald headed guy that came out there and looked like a savage from start to finish, with spinning back elbows, head kicks. And just, he was doing the old Yoel Romero where he would grab the leg and pull you towards him.
Well, I didn't know what that it was called that, but it was impressive. He was so fast. I mean, and he just kept, his stand up, he just kept popping him with the jab. And it's like, he was so fast. He didn't see it coming. And then like the spinning elbow, that was incredible. He was just, I don't know. He definitely upped his level. And I chatted with Juan a little bit yesterday, and he said he still has so much more room to grow, if you can even imagine that. So
absolutely. He showed that he grew a tremendous amount last night, and it was absolutely impressive. What a performance. And then his after post fight speech, when he tried to mic drop and walk away, if you're with me, cool. If you ain't, you better count your numbers. Like, that was just a great, it was a great ending, pretty much saying like, yo, I'm here to stay. And then on top of it, he's talking about Max Holloway. He's talking about Volkanovski. And it's just so many possibilities. But, you know, one thing is, I will say this, is that card last night was impressive. The card was awesome with James Krause, one of our beasts of the week.
Yeah.
Came in at
short notice 12. Fight. Yeah. Always, though. That's kind of how he always does it, right? So
absolutely. 13 days notice. And he had a bum leg, and he ended up beating an undefeated fighter, 14 fight winning streak. It just shows you this guy's passion. And he even said in the middle of the round, like, he tore his leg out. What an impressive, I think honestly, if we give any of the beast, any fighter a beast of the week, they win their next fight. We did it with Juan. He won the belt. Yeah. We did it with James Krause. He took this short notice fight, literally right after we released the podcast, took the fight, and then ended up, winning this fight here and on the stage that he should have. Absolutely impressive.
Yes. Yes. Definitely a night to celebrate. And we were celebrating. I was screaming. I mean, I was going nuts. I was like on the couch and then to the floor and then closer to the TV. I mean, I'm kind of like a little kid, and there were there was quite a few people, adults and kids here. And they were kind
of, who'd you have over?
Eric Anders pretty well, very well, more than I know them. So his wife and their son, one of their children came. So it was really fun to have them, and it was crazy. Needless to say, there was a lot of wrestling, a few hurt kids crying. And we told them, like, if you go downstairs and you're going to wrestle, somebody's going to get hurt. And, one day, one the next, whatever. But it all worked out. It was a great time. We had a good time. We ate some good steak. Of course, we're going to eat some steak, some Wagyu burgers. And it was just good. It was really nice. So
Juan really got you on that Wagyu and that steak fixture right now. Like, you've been, I've seen your Instagram, and I see you posting the photos of steaks and all that. Like, have you switched over to a different style of cooking now?
Well, I love our grill, but again, we have to get that smoker eventually, right? We're going to have to switch over and get that trigger. I think you said the smoker. So we'll see, but I think we're just doing a ton of red meat, but at least on the weekends, I like to have some red meat. So definitely good.
Absolutely. It's like, I miss red meat right now because of the diet that I'm on. Like, I haven't had a steak in a while, and I'm watching everybody just have these like barbecue universe cook-offs on their Instagram page, with Juan talking about the brisket he cooked, and then you talking about the tomahawk you ate, and now you're talking about more steaks, and my dad's posting photos of steaks, and I'm just like, man, I need a fat, juicy sirloin right in front of me. A New York strip all day, actually.
Yes, need some meat. Instead of milk, that thing, he needs some milk. He needs some meat.
Come beat my meat. You remember that one? Yeah. Come beat. I made a whole skit about you beating my meat, which I put T-bones on my stomach and have you punch me. And I like walked around the Las Vegas strip, the old strip, asking random people to punch me. And it was just, is absolutely hilarious. And it's like, that's how much I love meat. I love steaks, and I need some.
Yeah. Yeah. You're dieting. I mean, I don't understand, but I kind of, I'm trying to understand. So we sympathize with you. Empathize. I always get those two confused, but anyway, so your fight camp's going good though so far. I mean, aside from the dieting, training's going well. How many days? Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. It's been great. James has us down on a schedule. to the T, where I talk to my nutritionist and Tyler Minton and James almost every day, where we're sitting there weight checking. We go to practices, especially now James that it's gone. We have a lot of other people like Grant Dawson, Austin Ford, Jason Hyde. They're all, you know, guiding us and making sure that my camp is the best that it's going to be while James is gone. And honestly, the team out here is, they're pushing me every day. They're mentally, physically, emotionally, they're trying to push every buttons, and it's the best part about it. Like, you know, I've had a 48 week camp, it feels like, and, I'm just ready to jump in this, you know, I'm ready to get this fight going November 14th. I'm ready to get my hand raised, ready to just, I'm ready.
That's awesome. Well, we can't wait. So of course, when you go to my booking place, your bet, we know who we're betting on, right? I'm so happy. I'm excited. So can't wait for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one thing too, is like, I can't wait. I think I'm more excited for afterwards when I go to Adiamos,
yeah,
and I go grab a steak. Cause like, I want to go see Richard, yeah, and I want to go see just that $100 ribeye that they have. That's a 32 ounce ribeye. And I want that. That thing is worth every penny. And I need it. Yeah. You guys got me on steaks.
Yeah, you're ready for some meat. So we were talking about our, you know, who our beasts are. And we, you know, James Krause, obviously him and Ortega, those they're tied for the beast of the week. But I want to talk about a beauty who caught a little bit of buzz in the media. And it's in relation to what I do. So she was a high school senior at a Catholic school. I think it was St. Luke High School. I'm not sure where that's at, but we'll find out because I tried to pull up a little bit more. Maybe they took some of the stuff down. Anyway, this hot senior, her name is Mila Morrison, was, I guess, suspended from her school for making an OnlyFans. Her principal found out and she was suspended. So at this point, you know, she has her OnlyFans, she has a Twitter account, and it seems like she's really active, but I want to know, like, what is going on? Like, was she allowed to go back? What's her story? And I just thought it was interesting, you know, with so many people, various age ranges, and, you know, with this whole COVID, people are turning to OnlyFans to make extra money. So we have a special guest, and that is who we're going to be bringing on today. So very shortly, within minutes, we are going to bring her on and talk to her. So I know the fans are going to love that, right?
Absolutely. While we're waiting for Mila, because I got a bunch of questions to ask her too.
Yes.
While we're waiting for her, I have a question to ask you. I don't know where I saw this or if I'm making this up, but how do you feel more about, like, you know, females taking over for OnlyFans and males kind of stepping back and being on, you know, like the filming, just like video and all that stuff? Or do you think males should have OnlyFans as well?
That's a good question. You know, I was actually going through Twitter today, and some directors and producers that, you know, when they were making all this money, filming, you know, scenes or whatever, there was no issue because, you know, they were making a ton of the money and they had most of the control and all of the power. And now performers and you know, the female talent they have more autonomy and they can kind of dictate what they're doing. They're getting all pissy. I just think it's funny how that changes. I think it's kind of shitty, but I don't know. I had to add that in there. However, to answer your question, I think both men and women should, absolutely, because there are men that can make money. You know, men may have gay fans, they have bisexual fans, they may be able to work with a girl on their OnlyFans, and the girl might not have an OnlyFans, or maybe she's just not as active, so he can catch a scene there. So I think both men and women should take advantage of the OnlyFans, and it doesn't necessarily have to be all sexual either. You know, I know a ton of people that would pay a ton of money to see certain UFC ladies, you know, certain ring girls, just your everyday chick from the gym post some sexy things, you know, so why not?
That's really, it's like where the mind's coming to. It's, you know, people want to get that, like, that idea of like, oh man, I wonder what this girl's like, you look at a female or you look at a male and you're kind of like, man, this person's super attractive. And then it leaves your imagination going and you start wondering, and then you talk to them and you get this connection, but they may not feel it. And then you get onto this OnlyFans and it's almost like they're kind of connecting with you through that video or through that, like they're talking personally to you, even though it's a bunch of people that are watching it.
Yeah.
It's just one person, just you're looking at them, they're talking to you, they're showing their body. And it's kind of like what it is now. Like back in the day, whenever we would talk to, you know, we'd talk to girls and everything, and like they would sit there and wear like short skirts, like bikini and everything. It leaves all this like thoughts to your imagination. Like you sit there and you're like, man, you really want it. But you know, once you started seeing the girl, you're like, oh man, it's like there's no imagination anymore. It took it away.
Yeah.
Where this like it's more, you get to see the imagination, I'm assuming. You get to see what you're doing, but they're doing all the stuff that you're wanting. Like you wanted to see, like, couldn't imagine all the fun things you do on your OnlyFans and all these other people that are all these other females that are coming up with when they're teaming up with males or they're teaming up with other females. You get that imagination of that female that you're staring at on Instagram, liking the pages or liking their pictures, and you get to see it perform into that naughty little thought that you had. So OnlyFans is, I think it's one of the smartest things out there, and I'm kind of bummed I never came up with it.
Right? Aren't we all? Absolutely. I mean, I 100% agree. I love just being able to do what I want. I don't want to say I can do whatever I want. I mean, there's certain things that, you know, clearly we're not doing, but I like the freedom just to kind of do what I want to do. So it's fun. And I'm actually shooting tomorrow. There's a girl coming into town. So her and I are gonna, you know, explore and get pretty filthy because I'm ready. Like I'm ready to take some aggression out, but can't talk too much about that on here. You'll have to check it out on OnlyFans. So yeah, looking forward to that. But yeah.
Well, you can't just like stop us and say, oh, you go to talk about the OnlyFans. No. You got to give us a little details. Give us a little bit of want to see what we're going to be watching tomorrow with on your OnlyFans. Like, who's this girl? Well, don't even tell us who's the girl.
Yeah.
Give us an age. Give us a demographic. Give us a skin tone. Give us an eye color.
Yeah.
Give us a breast size, a booty size. Give us a height.
Yeah.
Give us.
Give us something. Yeah. So. It's hard to tell how tall she is. Not that that's the most important thing, but she's in her 20s. She is kind of, her hair is like a medium brown, blondish brown. She has like a lighter color eyes. I think she has a nice little tan going right now. She's kind of like a petite to medium build, at least a B or a C cup. I would say that her booty is definitely in proportion. So she takes care of herself, pretty smile. She's really, really a sexy chick. And I mean, I don't know. I will definitely give some details later, but I don't want to script the night too much, but I definitely have a plan for her. So we will have some fun tomorrow. Much needed. I say I'm going to be aggressive, but we'll see what happens. I'm a lot of barking.
You're going with the flow at this point. Just kind of like, you know, I want you to see what's going on tomorrow night with me and this cute little petite girl. Yeah. You guys got to look into it. But that's actually everything that I want in a female is what you're saying. Little petite girl, but you don't know how tall she is. Like,
it's hard to tell because people, when they see me, they're like, I thought you were like a lot taller, but the camera and the angles sometimes makes you look a lot taller. But I want to say she's probably like 5'3", 5'4", maybe 5'5".
Okay. That's a perfect height right there. That's a fun size. You know what I mean? Like when you go trick or treating, you know, it's cool getting these like giant king size, like Snickers bar. Like, don't get me wrong. We like that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just need the fun size because you can carry it around with you anywhere you go. Yes. And it packs more power. Absolutely. More power, more flavor, more fun. That's why it's
more fun. I love it.
Anywhere you want, put out of your pocket, a little fun size candy, little Kit Kat.
Yes. Yes, I like those. I have some of those around here, but yeah, I always have a little bag of tricks. You know, I just don't always talk about them. So I've sent the info to Mila, so she will be tuning in shortly. I am excited to talk to her. We've, you know, gone back and forth a little bit via text, and yeah, so maybe, who knows, we'll get on OnlyFans together, or we'll see, you know, see her on the real screen, who knows, and the regular movies. We'll see what happens. I mean, who knows what's next or what her plans are, but I'm interested to find out more so about kind of like her circle and her family, and, you know, see what, if she has a boyfriend or anything like that. So it's a weird, I think, age too. Like, high school is, it's not like you're in college or you're grown up, you know, it's different. So people are more judgy, and yeah, so we'll see, but obviously she doesn't give a shit. And I like that.
Oh yeah. I mean, you kind of not like, you kind of have to not give a shit at this point in time. Like, yeah. At the end of the day, everyone's always going to say something to you, judge you, and like poke you. And it's like, yeah, you got to do what you want to do. Let's put her in. She's getting pulled in right now.
Oh, she is. She's quick. Very attentive. There she is.
There we are.
Julian just lit up. His eyes were like, hi, yeah, there, people. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So, Mila, where are you at right now?
I'm living in Ontario, Canada right now.
Okay. So is that where St. Luke, it's St. Luke, correct?
Catholic? It's in New York.
New York. Okay. So yes. Was the move because of school, or do you have family in Ontario, or?
Well, my parents got a job in Ontario, and because of the suspension, I thought I'd move.
Okay. All right. So, I'm so curious as to what made you decide to do an OnlyFans. I mean, how did you hear about OnlyFans? I just want to know kind of how you got started.
Okay. Well, one of my friends, she has an OnlyFans, and she was making a lot of money off of it. And I was bored during quarantine one day, so I was like, I'm just going to hop on the bandwagon and see how it goes.
Aw, awesome. Were you nervous? I mean, had you ever done anything? I mean, like send a dirty text? I mean, I'm sure you've done that, but not every girl's done that to your boyfriend or, you know, anything like that. I mean, were you nervous thinking like, how the hell am I going to do this? Or I don't know.
Yeah, I was definitely nervous about it. Like, I was scared like people were going to find out, and I'm like, oh no. But like, I've sent nudes before, and I'm like, why not make money off of it? Like, people send nudes for free all the time. Like, what's the, that's such a double standard.
Yes. And I, of course, you know, of me, I'm loving that you just said that, because it is absolutely. And when, I guess when you started, I'm trying to think what the, on OnlyFans, if you can block, because when I was webcamming, you were able to like block certain states. I don't know if you can do that with OnlyFans, but obviously it's a subscription-based model. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. So did you have a Twitter? Did you promote it on Instagram, or like, how did you get yourself out there, I guess, for just regular people to find you?
So I'm going to thank my team for that, because they promoted me on really big pages. And I guess I just got myself out there from Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I've been promoting it on every platform and trying to get my name out there.
And tell me about your principal. How did that come about? I mean, he or she, I mean, I don't know, discovered you. That makes me wonder, like, how did, was it like a word of mouth type thing, or was he or she actually on your OnlyFans? I mean, you never know.
Oh, he was totally like, if it was a guy or a girl, it doesn't matter. They were totally looking 100%. They were going through, you know, OnlyFans, and all of a sudden they're like, this is one of my students.
Familiar face. I love it.
Yeah. So one of the girls in my class, she like ratted me out to the principal. I guess it was a jealousy thing. And then he pulls me into the office one day, and he's like, one of the girls told me that you have an OnlyFans. This is completely unacceptable. and it puts a bad name on our school, like you're suspended. And I was like, this is bullshit.
Right.
Like you were looking at it.
Absolutely. Like it is a double standard. If he's looking, what is he doing? And it, I'm wondering too, was he doing it on school time? I mean, come on. I mean, I don't know if that's true.
Exactly.
But you know, I mean, you're 18 and just be, I feel like, I don't know are what the rules are. Can they, I don't know, have your parents looked into it? Can they, were they able to, was it like an indefinite suspension or was it a temporary suspension? Were they actually able to do that?
Yeah, it was a week suspension and they talked with my parents and it was this whole big commotion about it. Because it goes against like their religious teachings and it was just messed up.
Okay. So with that being said, now that you've decided to keep your OnlyFans or that's what it looks like, you know, you're active, you're posting, you're getting a lot of retweets and likes and you have a lot of momentum, which is awesome. And I think that's amazing. So congrats.
Thank you.
Not able to continue. I don't know what like the situation is in New York now with, are the kids back in school or were you allowed to continue or did they just like, do you have to go somewhere else now? I mean, you're in Ontario now, but how is that working?
Okay. So I'm a senior in high school and my classes are online now. So I don't really have to physically be at school.
That's what I was thinking, but wasn't sure how things were, you know, every state's running a little differently. So, okay. So you're still there, but just online.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel like you've kind of won the war. I mean, you know, like you were suspended, but you're still going to do what you want to do. I love it. Go ahead, Julia.
Yeah, I hate this. Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
Say what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate the stigma around sex work because everyone seems to think, oh, you have an OnlyFans, like you're not educated, you're dumb, you're a slut. Yeah. But the fact is, I am educated. I'm going to school, getting my education, going to get a degree. I'm going to pay off my college, all of that.
I'm with it right there. The thing is that everyone has to hate on something nowadays. It's how... I guess life is now. Like if you're successful, we're going to hate on you. Oh, you're doing OnlyFans. Oh, you're XYZ. You're a slut. You're disrespectful. You don't care about your body. It's like, look, at the end of the day, this is fantasies that people want. These are things that people are thinking about. They're in their own head. Like this is what they really want and they settle for less. So that's why they're the ones that are buying this to watch you perform and do what you do best. And it's who cares at the end of the day, do what you're going to do, because in 50 years from now, no one's going to sit there and tell stories of their family. Like, oh yeah, Mila did this, that, and the other. And she's making a lot of money and she's not in debt. And she's sitting there with this big old house. Why those people are sitting there at a 9-to-5 hating themselves. And they're just not taking the opportunity and they're afraid to break the normalities, which it's awesome that you did. But this is one thing I have to ask you right now. There is something on your bed and I'm like really curious what this thing is. What is that? It's like a little pink thing with like,
I know what
it's a vape.
Oh, it's a vape. I literally,
Julian was like, is that something that she's using?
It literally looks like a bullet or a little vibrator. I'm like, did she just like make an appearance on her little,
in the middle of filming,
right in the middle. I mean, you do have your camera right there, your computer right there.
Yeah.
It's either you're filming or you're supposed to be in class right now. Which one is it?
I love it.
Aww. Maybe both.
Yes. Maybe both. Little innocence. I love it. So you're suspended, your parents, you know, go down, talk to the principal, they allow you back in school, you know, obviously because it's online, which I think is great. How did your parents respond? I mean, what was their reaction? I mean, did you tell like your mom or I don't know what type of relationship you have with your parents, but what was their reaction?
they were definitely a little bit surprised and put off by it at first, but when they saw how much like money I'm making, and they were like proud of me. They're like, wow, you go.
Good for you. You know, and I think I like what you said, you know, that your plan's not changing. You know, you're going to continue to get your education, get a degree, no student loans. You know, I talk to so many people and it's unfortunate, you know, they're paying back student loans and they're in their late 30s still because they have so much debt from school. And
yeah.
And how nice is that going to be? You know, and I understand like OnlyFans isn't for everybody and I respect that, mm-hmm. but you're having fun doing what you want to do and you're still maintaining your grades. I think it's absolutely genius. So cheers to you.
Thanks. And I was going to say, like, people say that I don't have respect for myself or whatever, but I love myself. I'm confident in my body. I like to show it off. So I think I have a lot of respect for myself.
Good for you. Body positivity, you know, good for you.
A lot of people, like a lot of kids growing up now, they don't even have that respect where they look at themselves and can perform on a camera, let alone look at themselves in a mirror without, you know, belittling their body because they have XYZ, because, you know, their favorite supermodel or their favorite Instagram, you know, influencer has this type of body and theirs isn't the same. So they like bash themselves. And it's cool to hear that, you know, at your age that you're confident in yourself and who you are and your body. That's very difficult for kids to really get that at nowadays. But let's talk about this real quick. You know, what is it that you do outside of just, you know, OnlyFans? Like, I know like this is like your job technically, but not really. Mm-hmm. Like, do you have any hobbies? Like, do you go hang out with friends? Like, is it tough having friends or making friends, or your friends like cool with this, or your friends try to do or try to be on your OnlyFans or try to pull moves? Like, how does this work?
Good question. That's definitely a guy question. I love it.
All right. So my friends are actually really supportive, and I got some of my friends to like get an OnlyFans actually, and they really like it. I used to figure skate. I like to read. What else do I like to do? I like to go camping, swimming.
When you say camping, are we talking about like actual, we're going to pitch a tent up, we're going to sleep in a sleeping bag? Or are we talking about glamping where we're going to go to an area with a very nice bed? Oh, okay. Glamping. Okay. Yeah. I'm with it. I'm not mad at it. So Canadian though, you're Canadian. Do you fish as well?
Yes.
Oh, you're a big fisher? Because you guys have like a million lakes in Canada. I just don't know where they're all at, but you guys have a whole bunch, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I like to go fishing for pickerel, bass, pike.
Oh, you're in it. You're in it all over. So you're there's a lot more to you. Are you going to have like this like OnlyFans like deal where you're just like, a huntress or like a hunter, dress up in a hunter and just run into like some other.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, dude, I'm over here. You know, if you need some ideas, I got a couple, you know.
Right.
Okay.
He already has that like burly kind of like look on right now. So I'm just saying you might fit in nicely.
Oh, you're trying to throw me into.
I was. Oh, you were? Yeah. I was like, they would look nice together.
I don't know. It'd take a lot for this guy right here to be on OnlyFans. I mean, you got to pay the toll to get in this boy's hole.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So, all right. So you've had it for a little while and you're pretty much planning on continuing while you're in school.
Yeah.
But what if the money gets so good? Do you think that could change your plans as far as education? Or, I mean, ultimately, what's your goal? Like, what do you want to be? What are you passionate about as far as, you know, aside from being a sex kitten? You know, on OnlyFans, you know, what do you want to be when you graduate? Like, what's your major going to be?
I'm really into healthcare and I'm planning on becoming a medical lab technologist. So what I'd be doing is like taking samples, preparing them to analyze, definitely analyzing them and sending out the results to the doctors.
Okay.
So it's a really big part of COVID right now. So we're in need of a lot of them.
Okay, interesting. And did you decide on doing that because of COVID and maybe the lack of, you know, help and the shortage of, you know, I know that there's a, you know, there's a nurse, there's always been a nursing shortage, but, you know, because of that, is that what inspired you or had you already wanted to do that?
I think what inspired me is that I was really into medical lab technicians. So that's like taking the samples, like collecting blood, urine, and other specimens and sending them down to the lab. And I was really interested in that. So I wanted to further my education.
Okay. Good for you.
That's smart that you're still going with your education on top of it, as well as doing OnlyFans, because, you know, you're always going to have a backup plan. That's a brilliant mind, to actually have a plan A, a plan B, plan C, things like that. And it, you know, what I found cool is that you are getting your friends to join OnlyFans and you're getting there. You're like the little mob boss. That's what you are, right?
Yeah.
You're planning everything out. You have it. It would be cool if you had them working for you. Be like, hey, you can be on my site, but I'm going to take 10%. Right. I'm over here helping you out with businesses, giving you all this ideas. Like, I'm just saying, you have a bright future.
Thank you. I wanted to give my friends like the opportunity. I was like, I'm making good money. I want my friends to be successful with me and help them out.
How tough is it though, like nowadays? Cause you know, people are real judgmental, you know, like we said at your age group, and you have your friends there. You don't have any other friends that are like, not girlfriends, but guy friends that are like trying to slide in your DMs and be like kind of, you know, aggressive or disrespectful. Is it difficult like that? Or tell me.
I think a stereotype that because they have an OnlyFans, that I fuck a lot of guys, but that's not the truth at all. So a lot of guys are like, oh, you have an OnlyFans, want to make content with me? And they're like that all the time. And I'm like, can you be chill? Can we be friends? Like, I'm a good homie.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I can relate to that. You know, it's fan, and even fans, like they're going to start, you know, as you continue to do it, they're going to start popping in there and saying, do you want to film content together? And it's like, you're not a performer. Like you're a fan, and I love, you know, and you love your fans because obviously they give you your livelihood, but at the end of the day, you're not hopping on cam. That's it. Like it's, you know, it just can't.
We do an awesome, like we've had conversations many times, Kendra and I, about like crafty DMs, like guys sliding in or girls sliding in, or even me sliding in or her sliding in to have these conversations. And just like, how like some terrible horror stories of how people like try to approach it. But like we also talk about the success stories. Like, has anyone had a successful story with you on your DM slide? Have they like pulled like a cool little slide into you and you're just like, it got you interested, you responded. And then you realize like, oh, this guy was good. Or this girl could be a girl too.
I can relate to that right now because the guy I'm seeing, he actually subscribed to me when I first started and he turned out to like live in the same city as me. And I ditched him maybe like 4 times because I was like, I don't know about this guy. But like once I met him, it was mind blowing.
It was mind blowing. Oh, so you met somebody through your OF. They subscribed to you. Oh, tell me about this.
Okay, so I actually matched with him on Tinder, and then I saw his name in my subscribers, and I was like, oh no, like, this guy knows me, and he subscribed to my OnlyFans, but turned out good, because he's a really nice guy, super sweet, and he's daddy.
He's daddy. Is he a younger or older guy?
He's older than me. He's about 23.
Okay.
He subscribed, he supports, he knows your background, he slid in good. What was like his approach on it, like the first tender response? Was it like a hey, what's up? Or was it like, you know, he sent a picture of a basketball and then it was like, oh, sorry, my ball rolled into your DMs.
My ball.
He actually talked to me and he was like, you're so beautiful, like I hope to hang out with you sometime. And I was like, oh, so sweet.
Okay. Aww. I like that. I was more of a gentleman approach, you know, like just kind of know some expectations, just hang out. I like that.
Like, is it, do you ever do, I mean, you do girl guy, but do you ever do girl girl?
I've been with a girl before, but never for my OnlyFans yet.
Oh, yet. I like that. Yet. Are you even open?
Yet.
Are you like, is it open or are you just kind of like, you just don't know yet?
I'm definitely open to it. I just haven't like found anyone in my city that I like want to do it with.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I would save it for whenever you're it's ready for it. I don't really know. I don't have OnlyFans, but I get that. Like, you just don't want to just throw someone on your OnlyFans. You want to make sure that they're not going to be creepy, weird, or stalkish. There's probably a lot of cues that you got to hit to make sure they're on there. But how long have you had your OnlyFans?
I've been doing it since April.
Holy crap. Since April, and you've skyrocketed this much.
Yeah.
That's great though. I love it. I loved it. I was like, what is this? BuzzFeed. Let me read. And then I could only get so far. So I'm like, we have to get her on the show. Absolutely. You know, and I think too, you know, you doing it and coming from like a Catholic high school, you know, I like it because I want women in general just to feel empowered, and especially like the younger generation, like, because it took me a long time to feel like I can do this. I don't feel bad about it. And I feel like we should all be, you know, with, I guess, positive with our sexuality and our bodies and just do what we want to do and stop living for other people, because it's truly living in a prison. It is, until you can get out of that mentality. So
yeah, for sure. Coming from a place where I used to be so anxious, I used to care about what everyone thought about me. Like, I wouldn't socialize a lot. And I feel like I've come a long way. Like, I don't care what people think about me anymore. And I'm not self-conscious about my body. I love myself now.
Was this development did this happen after or before OnlyFans?
I feel like OnlyFans helped a lot with it. I'm like, oh, I'm like happy with what I look like now. Like, and for everyone who doesn't think I look good, there's like a bunch of other people who think I do.
Yeah. Everyone's going to always judge you based on anything that they want to judge you on. You know what I mean? Like, people have, whenever they say anything negative or anything that, you know, is degrading, it's always because they have something inside them that they're just, they fucking hate. You know what I mean? Like, they hate something about themselves, so they're portraying it onto you. I would never take offense to any of the comments that you read about you or what people say, because at the end of the day, that fucking person has to be going through a lot to be able to vocalize some negative thoughts, and especially degrading someone or saying anything negative. Like, it's just, you got to understand that that person has a lot of demons that they'll never overcome. And the people that are positive, like, those are, they're always good too, but those people sometimes get real weird, real weird.
Yeah. Usually the people who hate on me, they clearly don't like themselves and must have something going on to be hateful like that. So I don't take it to heart.
That's good. I think in any industry, you know, you have to have thick skin. You have, you know, and especially, you know, when you're making yourself vulnerable, you have to understand that, you know, like Julian was saying, you know, there's always going to be someone who's going to say something negative, but there are also a ton of people who are going to be positive. And at the end of the day, you know, no woman is the perfect woman, no matter how perfect she may look, because not everybody likes the same type of woman. There is a different type of woman. And you know, you may walk into a room and you feel, oh my gosh, you know, there's the most beautiful woman, like, and you shouldn't feel insecure, because you know what? You can learn from that person. You can learn from that woman. And maybe what you think isn't what everybody else, it doesn't really matter. We all have something to give, you know? And I like that you're embracing that mentality, and at such a young age, and it's so healthy.
Thank you.
And I love that. So
Yeah, it's pretty cool that you're just, you're you. You're doing all this stuff and you're having fun with it. But I have a real question. I like asking these real questions. You can be honest with us. We have like a trust tree going on now. Like this is completely just don't be afraid to answer this. Did you give out the web link to other people? Because I have a lot of people in the waiting room and I'm really curious who Scott Popescu is.
Those are my managers in the waiting room.
Oh, those are your managers? Okay. I was like,
yeah, they're supposed to join.
Oh, well, not necessarily be on the call though. Not on the real call. Yeah. I don't know if we'd be able to link all them in.
Yeah, I don't really know how to do that. I was just sitting there like, who are all these people coming in? I'm like, uh-oh.
No.
Yeah. I wanted my management team to be with me because I was a little nervous.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood because originally, I was like, we'll hop on a call. And I was like, it's actually not that bad. I just want to make sure that we cover some things. And because some people aren't always comfortable talking about certain things. So I understand. And if you're not comfortable, you just say, I don't know if I want to answer that. And that's okay.
Okay.
So no worries. Okay.
Let's talk about your favorite movie. That's what I want to know. What's your favorite movie?
That's a hard one. Could it be a TV show?
It could be whatever you want it to be. What do you watch? What do you like watching?
My favorite show is probably Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Okay.
I'm really into crime shows and science-y stuff.
Yes, Forensic Files. Also a good one.
Yes, love that.
See? Oh, I'm not alone.
I see. Look, okay, you both are in like the same. Like Kendra used to be a nurse. Well, technically she still is. She got her degree.
Yeah.
And then you're in here trying to go inside of another nurse. Not even nursing, another like medical field. You like medical stuff. You like these TV shows. It would have been way cooler if you would have been like, I like Kingdom. Oh, that would have been so awesome. I've had three episodes where I'm talking about Kingdom. And I heard, Kendra, you started watching Kingdom.
I know. I did. You know, you have to really be into it. I feel like it's like a sport fighting type thing. You know, I'm like all over the spectrum. But Kingdom's good. I mean, if you're into like UFC and fighting, you know. And if not, that's okay. It's still good. There's still good drama in it. So...
It's
not so much sign.
It's male.
I've never watched it, but now I think I might.
I'm telling you.
Thank you. Thank you. I just have to suggest it once, and you're like, I will watch it with it. See? I like that.
Yeah.
You're going to fall in love with all the characters.
Yes. Open minded.
It took three episodes for me to get Kendra to watch Kingdom. So I'm just saying, it takes you one, we can be besties.
Yes.
We're besties now.
Ah, I love it. Okay, so my question, what is like one of your favorite things to do on OnlyFans? Or like what, I don't know. Do you like performing solo? Do you like performing boy, girl? Do you like, I don't know, like just sexy pics? Do you like tea? What do you like? What's your favorite thing to do on your OnlyFans for your fans?
I really like taking like 2 hours to do my makeup. It's really euphoric for me. And then I love doing a photo shoot. I'll take like a million pictures, take the best ones, post it for my fans.
Yes. Little strip tease down.
Let's be honest with somebody that has never been on OnlyFans and has no idea. You videotape yourself putting makeup on that? Or is this like prior to you showing up, it's like the I don't really know. You put pictures on OnlyFans too?
Yeah, I take a lot of pictures. So I do my makeup. It's really relaxing for me. And then I set up my tripod camera and take a bunch of photos. But I don't record myself doing my makeup.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, wait a minute, this sounds like a TikTok. And then
no.
Okay, so wait a minute. You can post. Do you post? You post photos on OnlyFans too, or is it just?
Yeah, video? A lot of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they love it. and you can chat with your fans, which is sometimes so hard to keep up with because you're just feeling like notification. So you're busy doing it, but it's a good way to connect with your fans, and you can now go live with, you know, you can go live. So it's, there's so many.
That's pretty awesome. So actually, and Kendra, you could probably answer this too, because if you're talking about, you guys have like fans that request things from you, you're now taking photos. I didn't even know you took photos on. I thought it was videos. So like, I'm not learning. How do you manage your time to where you're able to respond back to each and every individual person? Cause I'm assuming that so-and-so doesn't get things for free. They have to pay for your, for you to post this photo or to do whatever it is. How do you manage all that time? Cause I can only imagine how many people you have requesting you, and how do you keep your sanity?
Okay. So what I do is I have like a set schedule. I have like some ideas for content, and I set it up for each day of the week, and I get a bit done each day. And then I set some time aside for like 16 hours, and I'll be on the computer, like talking to my fans, trying to reply to each and every one of them.
Yes. And it's not easy, you know, and we sometimes it's hard to respond on time, but you know, we do our best, and you know, that's all we can do. We're only one person. So guys, we're not ignoring you, and ladies, it's just, you know, we're busy and we're trying to make the most of our time and, you know, respond to everyone as best as we can. So,
yeah.
I like it. Do you have any, questions for Kendra? I know you have Kendra on here. This podcast is all about, this is about you, but I bet you can pick out her brain. She is like the mother of all, like she knows everything.
I don't know about that. I feel you're
everybody, whatever. Everyone comes over to your house to learn, to have fun, to enjoy
it. Out, to eat steak.
Look, she has people traveling from Jacksonville. Okay. From I don't even know what other states they come.
Alabama, California.
Michigan. Oh yeah, a little college girl. She has everyone.
Oh, she was sweet. Yeah.
What do you want to know?
Well, she's bad. And if you don't have a question or we're putting you on the spot, it's okay. Because I have a feeling I'll be talking to Mila alone.
Hold up. Let me walk right out this way.
It's going to feel bad. Oh, wait.
Okay, I'm trying to think of a good question.
Don't even stress about it. But
what's your favorite food?
My favorite food. Oh my gosh. Well, I had, this is so terrible. It's like the worst food for you ever. But I like last night, I just had like a half of a Wagyu cheeseburger, like burger with cheese. It's so bad. It's just like that all American, I don't know, high fat, high triglyceride.
Love burgers.
But it's grass fed. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, so that's one of my favorite things. I love my cheeseburgers, pickles and ketchup and mustard.
Me too.
I don't know.
All right, you can stop with this question.
Okay, yeah, he's ready to strangle me. Like, no, I'm in camp, I'm dying.
I can't, if you don't know this, I have a specific diet that I have to do, and I can't have any red meat, and I can't have any food that's delicious, or I weigh everything out. So it's just like, at this point in time, I've been in camp for, like I said, like 40 weeks, it feels like, the beginning of the podcast. So you guys are talking about,
what's your diet?
My diet? Oh, my diet is just insane. I weigh everything out to the gram.
Oh my God.
116 grams of protein every meal. So that's 4 ounces.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking mil or, what am I thinking? 25 grams, milligram? What is in like one scoop of protein? Grams?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
I have to check. Okay.
I don't know. I pay someone to like tell me what to do.
There you go.
And I follow his regimen. He's like, hey, weigh your food out. So I weigh everything out from vegetables to fats to carbs to fruit and protein. Weigh everything out every meal. So like when we're talking about Wagyu, because somebody just got introduced to Wagyu, it's not even the Wagyu like steak itself. It's just the lard or fat on it.
I don't know. Yeah. What they feed the best. I mean,
have you, wait a minute. Have you at all, what is your, are you a steak girl? Mila?
Yes, I love steak.
What's your steak?
Probably ribeye.
Okay, okay. How do you like it cooked?
Or filet mignon. Medium rare. That's the way to go.
There we go. Look, yeah, how's that?
Yeah, smart. I love
it. We were about to kick you off the podcast if you would have said, well done.
Like if you- Hell no. I used to be a waitress, and every time someone would say, well done, I'd like cringe. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's pretty rough. That's pretty rough. But yeah, you know what? We don't want to keep you too late. We've had a great time with you on here. Yeah. We got to know a little bit about you and your background. And also, we now know you're a steak girl. So you're part of the steak family.
It's,
yes.
We're slowly growing it. Juan Archuleta started it, and then Kendra, yeah, then myself. Now yeah, you're part of it. But yeah, we appreciate
the one big family.
Yes. Tell fans where they can find you. Like, plug it all in, girl.
Okay. It's onlyfans.com/bunny with an I on the end, and then Asian.
Okay. And then your Instagram, your Twitter, website, anything.
Okay. So my Instagram is Asian Bunny with an I XO. And then my Twitter is the same as my OnlyFans.
Perfect. Genius. Awesome. Well, we want to wish you success and all positive things throughout this 2020, which has been crazy, but we're happy it's been good for you. And if you have any questions for us, you have our contact information. Feel free to get in touch with us, but we're so thankful that you decided to hop on and take some time out of your Sunday with us. So
yeah, thank you for having me on the show and giving me this opportunity. I'm so happy to be on here.
Yes, you're a beautiful, beautiful breath of fresh air. So thank you so much, Mila.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mila, for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, you have a good one.
Talk soon.
Bye.
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 All right. So that was Mila Morrison. We had her on. It was a great little setup and fun, right?
She's adorable. She's pretty sharp for 18. So pretty smart girl. So I like it. I think she's going to be successful, and I think she'll continue her education. So
absolutely. Especially I mean, 18 years old, there's a lot of weird people that kind of find that fetish. And they'll pay lots of money, and she's only going to get prettier. She's only going to get more comfortable, and she's only going to get more popular. And yeah, she has a real bright future, especially sticking with college too. Like, I mean, you're going to have those people in college that are going to be sitting there in the books all day, all night, stressed out, and they needed a little relief. And next thing you know, it's Mila.
The Asian bunny.
The Asian bunny with an eye. I love it. Yeah. All right, before we head out here, let's play our favorite game.
What?
Let's play our game. Oh, yeah, look, I like to do this. I like to play this one here. I think it's great. I like this.
What?
Yeah, porno wedding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't ready, but I have people right now.
He wasn't ready. All right, here we go. My first up to bat, we got Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton.
Ew. Okay,
Mark Ruffalo. There you go.
I don't know who this other guy is. How Mark do I Ruffalo's not know?
The Hulk, the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, no, that's not the Incredible Hulk. That's Lou Ferrigno.
Okay, first off, I'm sorry. I apologize. The Avengers Incredible Hulk.
Thank you.
The original Incredible Hulk. I apologize. Well,
there's only one in my book.
You want me to bring all the Hulks together? You want me to switch this up? Who do you got? Okay, we're going to do this. We're going to go Mark Ruffalo. We're going to go Lou Ferrigno. Or we're going to hit Edward Norton. How are you going to get that now?
All right, forget it. Stick with your first three because I can't keep it all together. I have to look at this person first. Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo. He's probably like, you'd probably marry him.
Okay. All right. So, porno wedding fight. All right. So, I am definitely fighting Hillary. okay? Because she's snarky and I'm just, no, I'm fighting her. Oof, man. Wedding sex with Bernie, for sure. It's just very plain and vanilla. And I'm going ham with Mr. Ruffalo. Absolutely. So yeah, that's just how it's going. So we're going to make that porno for sure. So that's there's just no other way that can be.
Backed.
All right. Backed. Now, I don't know if I am using their stage names here now, because you know, you put me on the spot here. You are too young for this, so it's not going to work. It's going to really make me mad.
Never too young.
Have you ever watched Who's the Boss? Okay, you don't know Who's the Boss.
Who's the Boss? Okay, Who's the Boss?
All right, look it up.
All right, Who's the Boss? All right, let's got this.
That show, I loved it.
From 1992, I was 2 years old, so let's... Oh, no, the episode was in 1992. It started in 84. Let's go.
Okay, Tony Danza.
Oh, Tony Danza. Yeah, I fucking
hell
know.
Hell yeah.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Now, the grandmother, God, I can't remember. It's so terrible.
Angela Bauer.
Angela Judith Bauer White. Was the blonde. And then there was the grandma with the red hair.
Mona Robertson.
Yes, Mona. I loved Mona.
Was her name? Catherine Hemlamod.
I love those. I don't know what made me think of Tony Danza.
Yeah, dude, I am totally porno with Tony Danza all day. Like, that dude is just, he's phenomenal. I'm all in. If we're doing, I'm going to take Judith Light, AKA Angela Bauer, for that wedding night.
Oh my God. Okay, wedding.
Let's go. And then I'm fighting this grandma, Mona. I'm fighting her. She got red hair. She's feisty. You know.
Feisty. You are so funny.
I'm with it. Like, I'm there. Yeah, trying to who's the boss. I can't believe you keep going with like the oldest. Like, next thing you know, we went with MASH one time. Next thing you know, we're going to go all the way back to Leave It to Beaver. Or what is it? What's the old? You want ALF? You don't even know Leave It to Beaver, do you? We're going to do the Munsters.
I do. Yeah. Okay. No. I need to know, though, before we do our second game real quick, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Actually, you know what? Did you not see my awesome photo I put out last night with my little nephew? He was in like that front saddle where the same exact like Alan from The Hangover. I did it on my story, but Alan from The Hangover when he had little baby Carlos, and I was just sitting there with the glasses on. So that's what I think I'm going to be. Or I'm either going to do the Addams Family setup with my brother and my nephew and my sister-in-law. I think we're going to do the Addams Family, and I'm going to have to be Uncle Fester.
Shut up. Yeah, that's what Professor X. That's what someone in my house said that Professor X should be.
Absolutely. Okay. He would be the best. Be the best.
Uncle Fester. I said he should be Gomez because I'm going to be Morticia. Like, why can't he be Gomez? Slap on a stash. Okay. Get a little hair.
Oh my God, if you get Professor X in a toupee, oh my God, that would be hilarious.
Needs to be my Gomez, and I need to be his Morticia.
Maybe we all need to dress up together. Like, on my house over here, we dress up as the characters, and then your house, like, because we got the tall one, we have Lurch. You know, my brother is super tall, he could be Lurch. Or my brother can be Gomez as well.
Yes.
You know, my sister-in-law could be Uncle Fester's, like...
Who can be it? Cousin It.
Me. That's exactly what we were talking about, too. Be Cousin It. Or we were going to dress up my little nephew.
I wish I had my sunglasses where you go like this and then had them in here.
Oh, yeah. You did that on, like, episode one. I remember that. Yeah. Who are you going to be?
Yeah, Morticia. I'm being Morticia. I 100%.
That's wild. You actually, that's crazy that we had almost the same idea and we've never discussed it.
Yeah.
We need a collab with the whole thing where we can put my family and your family side by side and no one will see our faces because we're all dressed up, you know?
Yes, I know. But what's the little kid's name? That little
Pugsley?
Pugsley.
Pugsley. There's
Pugsley and a Wednesday.
Yeah. Sure. Dude, that would be funny as hell. I could be Pugsley. You can be Wednesday. Let's have my brother be Gomez. my sister-in-law be Morticia. My little brother or my little nephew, he can be wouldn't it be cousin it. It would have, he would have to be somebody there. But I would have to be, I would just walk around with a black suit and just have my hand showing. So I'll be the hand.
Hand, yes, I know.
Or right. I could be Lurch. And then yes. my little wait, was there a baby in the,
I don't know if there was a baby.
I don't know if I had another baby or I don't remember. There's so many, like there's three movies out now. I'm gonna have to watch them all.
I know. I loved it. I loved Adam's Family. It was good. It was really good. So I'm just waiting on my costume to come in. I'm excited. I have a little party to go to on the night of Halloween. So going down.
Mm-hmm. I like it. But all right. Well, let's kind of figure out, actually before we leave, let's leave our listeners with a movie to watch, a Halloween movie. What's a go-to Halloween movie?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, cause I have, it's Romper Room up in this mofo. It's probably going to be like The Nightmare Before Christmas. I already have Jack and Sally on the fireplace. Every day I turn around, they're in a new position, like, you know, like all over. So, you know, Jack and Sally up in here. But yeah. Okay. So I don't know what Halloween movie. I mean, that's more like a cartoon one.
That's still a good Halloween movie. I would hit Hocus Pocus. Hocus Pocus is like the go-to. And yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas, those are family fun. We don't need to do crazy. Everybody else has their own little Halloween deal, but those two will live on forever.
Ever.
I love it.
That's what's up. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week. Next weekend, Sunday. I hope you guys have a fantastic week, a fantastic Sunday. And don't forget to place your bets. Use the promo code Beauty and Beast, BEAUTY and BEAST at MyBookie. We'll see you guys next weekend.